This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Today, lawmakers are considering changes to the federal Pell Grant program. That's the one that helps millions of low-income students pay for college. But the program has a projected surplus of nearly $8 billion. So a U.S. Senate committee is looking at a way to use that money to make Pell Grants available to students all year long. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
For eligible students, Pell Grants used to be an option 3 semesters a year. Then it was 2.
Congress had to cut the budgeting in 2011.
That's Kim Cook, Executive Director of National College Access Network.
This old idea that students attend for a fall semester and a spring semester and then take off for the summer isn't well suited to today's students.
Expanding the Pell could give roughly 1 million students an extra $1,600 on average. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say that could boost graduation rates and limit student debt. Lauren Asher is president of the Institute for College Access and Success.
There's an opportunity to do much more.
Asher is among critics who oppose a provision in the bill that would cut $1.2 billion from the surplus and move it out of higher ed.
Right now, the low and moderate income students who rely on Pell Grants are facing the highest debt levels.
Asher says the maximum Pell Grant of about $5,800 covers less than a third of the cost to attend a public 4-year college. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.